I'd like to answer a question, and that is, why is the letter important? What is our responsibility towards the letter? And what's the connection of us doing our responsibility towards the letter of the leader and the return of the Imam of the time? When we look in the Ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, we find that some of them, when they're talking about the end of time, talk about certain signs that are going to happen before the Imam returns. But there's other Ahadith that talk about our practical responsibility, what it is that needs to be done before the Imam returns. We'd like to study the letter in the light of the responsibility which is on our shoulders to bring about the return of the Imam of our time. The Ahadith tell us that knowledge will move from Kufa to Qum before the Imam returns. Qum will become a place which is a source of knowledge for the world. Soon Kufa will become empty of the believers and knowledge will disappear the same way that a snake disappears in its lair. ثُمَّ يَظْهَرُ الْعِلْمُ بِبَلْدَةٍ يُقَالُ لَهَا قُمْ. Knowledge will reappear in another city, a city called Qum. وَتُصِيرُ مَعْدِنًا لِلْعِلْمِ وَالْفَضْلِ. Qum will become a source of knowledge and merit. Righteousness will flow forth from Qum. What happens then, after that? What we learn from the Ahadith is that knowledge won't stop in Qum. Knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt, the message of Islam, will flow from Qum to the rest of the cities in the east and the west. It says, until there is no one who is uninformed about the religion. This part of the hadith hasn't happened yet. Now, what happens when that takes place, once this process starts taking place and people start becoming informed of the message of Islam? The hadith tells us that this is close to the time of the return of the Imam himself. What happens is knowledge will continue to flow forth from Qum until it reaches a stage where there's no one who's uninformed about the religion and everyone will know what Islam is. It doesn't mean that everyone will become Muslim before the Imam returns. It means they won't be mustad'afiddin. They won't be uninformed about the religion. They'll be able to make a choice. Truth becomes clear from falsehood. Everybody who wanted to know about Islam is informed about Islam. People will then make a choice. Some people, a minority, will continue to dislike Islam, continue to hate Islam. But the vast majority are people who will discover that Islam isn't the enemy. Rather, Islam is what they were all looking for. Islam is what's going to bring them salvation, peace, security. So this part of the hadith hasn't happened. The first part of the prophecy has happened. Knowledge has moved from Kufa to Qum. From there, it started to spread, and there are so many students who are here studying in Qum from various places around the world. But the other part, that there's no one who's uninformed about the religion, that the proof of God has become clear, that everyone knows what Islam is and what Islam isn't, that part hasn't happened. What happens when this place takes place? The hadith tells us that once everyone is informed about the religion, this will take place. ثُمَّ يَظْهَرَ الْقَائِمُ. At this stage, the Imam will reappear. So now, where do you and I come in? What's our role in all of this? The reality is that there are a lot of people in the world who are what we refer to as mustad'afiddin, uninformed about the religion. They don't know Islam and they've never got a chance to learn about Islam from the true sources themselves. Rather, the Islam they've been fed has been an Islam which is either by mercenaries who are posing as Muslims, deliberately destroying the name of Islam and the name of the Prophet, or people who have an agenda and want to show that Islam is an enemy of mankind. So those channels which have taken Islam as their personal enemy, that's how people get to learn about Islam. So because people haven't ever been exposed to true Islam, this second part of the hadith hasn't taken place. It's not the case that the people are informed about Islam. It's not the case that the proof of God has become clear. How do we fit in now? Our job is not simply to say that the leader has written a letter, or even simply enough to distribute the letter. That's a great step. The next step is to actually inform people about Islam itself, to speak to people, neighbors, friends, co-workers, to provide them with the Holy Quran, to tell them what the original sources are, and to get people to get to know Islam itself. Then once they do that, once they know Islam itself, we're not forcing anyone to become Muslim, then at that stage the proof of God will become clear for humanity, and then inshallah we will witness the return of our Imam. We hope that that day is soon. And of course, that day depends on the actions of you and I. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.